You're listening to the Agroganic podcast brought to you by Agroganic Consulting. I'm Frederik, and today I'm joined by our head agronomist, Hans-Henrik Fristrup. So, Hans-Henrik, it's warm outside, it's growing. What can you say about the current status of the crops in the Baltics?
Well, the current status of the crops in the Baltics is very spread. It's been a challenging autumn so far. Some have been seeding very early. At least when we talk about rapeseed and or canola, how you say it, some of the fields which are seeded very early, they are very big.
Yeah.
And there's of course very challenging to maintain the growing points close to the ground to
make them strong for the winter. Rapeseed. Yeah,
for the rapeseed.
Yep, yep.
And then there's also a lot of oilseed rape fields which are very small,
yeah.
Because they were hit on some extreme weather,
yeah.
A lot of millimeters of rain, very heavy rain in
compacted,
very short
which
short
has compacted
period.
The soil, so it's hard
exactly,
soil.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
And it's made it very hard for the small rapeseed plants to come out. And so the density is very small, and the ones which are coming out are very poor. So it makes it very complicated to make sprayings.
Yeah, because we have plants in many sizes. So we have very far ahead large fields with large plants, and we have very small newly emerged plants.
Yeah, exactly. And this makes it very difficult because we have in the rapeseed fields we only have very few herbicides to use.
Yeah.
And we know that the rapeseed is very sensitive to herbicides.
Yeah.
And using Belka, for instance,
which is this Arylex hormone acting
yeah.
broadleaf herbicide we use in the autumn.
And there's very strict use of this compared to the sizes of the rapeseed plants, and that makes it complicated.
Okay, so to sum up, we have less developed fields, but especially we have many, in general, good seedbed quality, early seeded rape seeds. They are really powering on now, and the biggest concern is that we will have two big plants with a elongating growth point here before winter. So if you are a farmer with these early seeds, you might already have driven first application of regulator. What do you do? Do you keep applying more regulator, or what do you see?
I see in the situation where we are now with the forecasts, especially in the Baltics, with the forecast which is very still high temperatures.
Yeah.
So there's a rapid growth still looking into the next 2 weeks. So I think definitely early seeded rapeseed fields they must be regulated again.
Yeah.
And we need to use specific regulator chemicals to do this.
So in many cases, this would be the second application of regulator coming up in many of these far developed rapeseed fields.
Yeah.
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 And talking dosage, we have fields with five leaves. We have fields with almost eight leaves now, I believe. So that would be the normal rule of thumb. 0.1 per leaf?
Well, I would say it like this. I think many who have five leaves or six leaves, they've maybe done some of their first applications of like using this Medox Top regulator.
Yep.
And I would say that they have probably driven their first. And if you have to do it again, I think you would have to do the same dose once again. So the second time you're coming, it's not so much that, okay, now it's eight leaves, so we go 0.8. I think if it's 0.6, when it had six leaves, or five leaves, 0.5, then you use some 0.5, 0.6 again to fulfill the regulation of this very powerful rapeseed field.
So what is the risk? Is the biggest risk to apply too little, or is the risk of applying too much, you could say?
But I just think it's the necessity of the necessity of using more. I don't think necessarily we will get it. I think it's when we look at the total amount of regulators applied to the field, if we are, for instance, passing more than 1 liter of like Medox Top, we should be able to get a very good outcome of this for maintaining the growing point.
Okay, yeah, so the important thing is to do something.
Yes.
And not turn away and not do anything, because now they are growing so much, and with the current forecast, one-time application is not enough, so it's important to do something, and not necessarily doses, but just do some regulation.
Yes. That's what I think, and many tend to do. We did it once, and then they don't look back. But I think it's important now to say that if you have powerful fields, please do something again.
Yeah. Because we are in exceptional warm situation, it's unusually warm. So normally, if we do regulation, we do one application. But now it's so warm, and it's an unusual situation. So please consider to do the second application. Well, thank you very much for your thoughts, Hans Henrik. You have listened to the AgroGanic podcast, where we change farming for good.